WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Everyone, it's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Time for the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Live from Unadilla Valley tonight, two schools here for both games, Delhi versus Unitego. The girls are first, and as I'm going to say, as always now, it feels like we've been doing this a lot, Coach. Greg Bonskowski, GMU boys coach, is here with me. I'm really excited. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Yeah, two really good games against with two very quality opponents on both the girls' side and the boys' side. Should be two good basketball games for our listeners.
Coach, I know you've done your homework, and I got to see both of these regular season games as Unitego and Delhi split in the regular season. Both teams that were the home teams in those games got the victory. What else did you come up with from those two games?
Well, I spent some time this afternoon during my lunch on natelull.com.
That's a good website,
I heard. Good website, yes, to find some information. And I did speak to both coaches when I got here. You know, the first matchup was real early in the season. I think it might have been Unitego's first game.
Yes, first game of the year.
Delhi had an opportunity to play in a tournament, but Unitego came out and played well at home and got the win 51-43. But then in January, when Unitego made the trip over the river and through the woods to Delhi on that long bus ride, Delhi got the better of them and won 48-43. So should be a good game. This is kind of the grudge match, you would say. So hopefully we get a good ball game.
Really excited. I think the Delhi girls are coming in off that semifinal victory over Green, where arguably that's the best I've seen them play this year and maybe in the last couple of years. They were on fire. They were hitting from the outside. And Sylvia Little is one of the best players around when she has it turned on. Unitego, on the other side, beat Oxford in their semifinal, and they just have so much balance over there, Coach. You never know who's going to be their high scorer on any given night. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we were talking before we came on the air that, you know, not to take anything away from Oxford because they're certainly a talented team, but Unitego had the home game.
Yes.
Delhi had to go on the road to Green. That's not an easy trip from Delhi to Green. And Green is a difficult place to play because of the size of the court, the length of it. So Delhi's coming in, I think, with a little bit of a tougher road to the final. So we'll see what each team has here in a few minutes.
Coach, our last question here before we take a break. Do you like playing in the high school venue compared to a college venue for this?
Yes. I love the atmosphere in a high school gym when the crowd is packed and everybody's right on top of you. I had the opportunity to coach the Unitego girls. We played in three of these finals. One was at Oxford, one here at UV, and one at Sydney. And those, I'll never forget those games. And we did play one at Oneonta State, but it's just, this is what high school basketball is all about.
And the fans are coming in here in droves. This is going to be a sellout for sure. We're going to take a break here in the Butler Auto pregame show and pause for the national anthem, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Coach, do you want to take us through, how about the Delhi starters here for tonight? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Putting you on the spot here.
You have junior Julia Baxter, senior Libby Lamport, senior Sylvia Little, senior Cadence Waken, and junior Alyssa Gioffi.
Nice starting lineup for Delhi. I'll take care of Unitego. They start with sophomore Bailey McCoy, senior Alexa Lucia, junior Kylie Musaw, junior Maddie Wilsey, and senior Tatum Coddington. It's a lot of talent coming back for Unitego next year as well, Coach. That's going to be good for them.
Yeah, they have, like you said earlier, you never know who's going to step up for them. If you look at Nate Lull's Twitter feed or you look at NateLull.com, know the score, it seems like every time you click on a Unitego score, there's a different person who's the leading scorer. So you never know who's going to step up for them on any given night.
Unitego is going to be in the home white uniforms with the green trim. It says Unitego in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. For Delhi, they are in the road maroon uniforms with the black and the white trim. It says Delaware Academy in the black and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And, Coach, a point you brought up earlier, I thought Delhi, and this is what's interesting, Unitego and Delhi were tied in the standings, so they kind of had to have a flip of the coin, pull a name out of the hat. That sent Delhi on the road, and they had a very convincing win at Green. I don't think that can be understated. That's such a tough thing to do to get them here to the championship. I would think that's going to give them some momentum tonight.
Yeah, a lot of times if a team goes on the road against a difficult opponent and is able to come out of the ball game with a win, it can really form like a solid team bonding moment. Kind of gives the team a lot of confidence. Hey, we could go on the road and win at Green. Why can't we come to UV and beat Unitego?
This is one of the most packed times I've ever seen this gym. The Delhi school brought a student section, and they got just around 45 or 50 kids to sign up for that, so they brought over a whole extra bus. The whole far side of us, to my left, a complete sea of green and white, and on to the right side is a complete sea of black and maroon and white. So even though these two teams had quite a bit of a ride for the average fan to get here, they've come out and really showed their true colors.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is what high school basketball is all about. You got your family, your friends, the community coming out to support the team. So it should be an exciting basketball game for us this evening.
And the coaching matchup tonight, of course, Bob Z, a legend for Unitego. Todd Bruce, of course, a state championship back in 2018 for Delhi. Two guys that love to dive into the X's and O's. I'm excited to watch that chess match tonight.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to coach against both when I was at Unitego with the girls, because Bob was at Oneana, Todd was at Delhi, and you're not going to get too many things by either one of these guys. Their teams are going to be well-prepared, well-coached. They're going to execute. They're going to do what they need to do to get defensive stops. Two equally matched teams, two equally matched head coaches. We'll see what happens.
When we started the year, a lot of people came to me and said, wouldn't it be great if there was an all-Delhi, all-Unitego final for the boys and girls? Well, if that was your wish, it came true, and here we are tonight. The girls starting at 6 o'clock. The boys will be at 8 o'clock. They're here to support the girls. It doesn't get much better than this. We are set to go. The starting lineups took a little longer than usual as they announced all the bench players as well. A nice extra for them. Some of these JV players coming up getting a good experience here as well. I'm interested to see how the first 2 minutes or so go because, you know, both these teams have had a couple of days off. They should be rested, a lot of energy. And, you know, when we were doing the Tri-Valley games last week, that came down to us talking a lot about those jitters and those nerves. Right, Coach?
Yeah, I think it's important to get off to a good start. But similar to what we talked about in the Tri-Valley Championship for both boys and girls, it's critical at this time of the year in league championship play and sectional play. How do you close out quarters? The last minute and a half of each quarter is critical.
That's going to wrap up our Butler Auto tip-off show. A big thank you to Mike Butler and his staff. Of course, there are two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Delhi won the opening tip, but Kylie Musaw was able to steal it, and we're underway. Unitigo going left to right in the student section for Delhi in full force, chanting out defense. Unitigo on the left wing. They go to the top of the key here for Lucia. Skip it back across now for Bailey McCoy. Into the corner for Tatum Coddington, the lanky guard. Back out to McCoy with 10 on the shot clock. Back over for Lucia, right side. Lex with a little crossover. He's got to go to McCoy. They're going to force one up. And it's off the front of the rim and a rebound here for Julia Baxter.
Delhi with a very aggressive 2-3 to start.
Libby Lamport, right side for three. Got it. Huge start there for Lamport. That's just what she did against Green as well. 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Early 3-0 lead for Delhi. If you're a Delhi fan, you know if you get her going early, that's really important. Now a steal here by the Bulldogs, as Amanda Nealis was able to take that away. Ball is stripped, and Unitigo will come away with it with Musaw. Passing ahead for McCoy. Right-handed layup is off the front of the rim. Second chance for her is good.
Great second effort. She missed the first one, but didn't get discouraged. Went back after and got the rebound.
Sylvia Little across half court, 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Delhi 3, Unitigo 2. Live from Unadilla Valley High School tonight, neutral location for this MAC championship. Little at the top of the key, a long two here. Foot was on the line, no good. Rebound underneath. And back the other way for Unitigo with Maddie Wilsey. Here for Musaw, left side. Unitigo slowing it down, settling in, working against this 2-3 zone. Musaw into the corner for Tatum Coddington. Unitigo showing a lot of patience here. McCoy to the left side. It's almost stolen, but Lucia's able to get her mitts on it. Takes it inside, and a traveling violation turns it over.
Delhi's length in the back of that 2-3 zone is kind of bothering Unitigo, and the two guards are being super quick up top. Unitigo opened in a box and one here on Little.
6 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll be thanking all our special sponsors during tonight's game as well. They make it possible for us to be here. Lamport for three on the right side, just a little short, not enough mustard on it. Ball out of bounds. Boy, that ball went flying, I think, right into the face of Libby Lamport. She seems to be fine. It got knocked out of bounds and back to Unitigo.
That shot attempt was almost from the same spot that she made the first one. That one, she rushed it just a little, didn't have her feet under her.
Now back down the floor here for Unitigo. Early in the MAC championship game, Delhi with a 3-2 lead. Musaw for Unitigo finds Coddington in and out. Rebound, Musaw puts it up and she's fouled. And 5:40 to go in the first. Still a 3-2 lead for Delhi, but here's Kylie Musaw, who's always dangerous, heading to the line for the Spartans. And just a side note here while we have a second. Whoever wins tonight's game, Coach, this is unbelievable, will be a MAC champion for the first time as Musaw misses the first one. These teams have both been to the championship many times and never come home with the crown.
Well, you have to remember, there were some really talented Harpersville girls teams that had several Division I players on them. And you also have the ever-dangerous Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. So it's not an easy league to win a championship in.
We can definitely talk about that at halftime. We'll go down that list. We're tied up at 3-3. Here between Delhi and Unitigo. Delhi takes it inside, and a shot by Baxter is no good, but she's fouled, and she'll head to the line. And are we seeing an early theme of they might call this one tight?
Yeah, both teams have really pounded it inside the last two possessions, though, trying to get to the rim.
So Baxter will head to the line here for Delhi, and the first shot is in and out. And the second one coming here for Baxter, who's had some really nice games this year on the interior. Great rebounder, knows how to use her body very well. Baxter's second shot, no good. Rebound is loose, and Baxter's going to chase it down. Lost control of it, though, and Unitigo will get that bounce and get it back.
Delhi's going to come with some full-court pressure here.
They'll get it into Lucia, almost stolen there by Libby Lamport. This should be a good battle between those two. And Lucia tried the home run pass ahead. She said, that's my bad. Threw it over Musaw's head and out of bounds.
That was a direct result of the ball pressure there.
Todd Bruce loves to dial up the pressure anytime he can. And so back down the floor here for Delhi. They'll work one into the corner for Gioffi. Now to Sylvia Little, zips one across. Somehow it gets through traffic, finds Nealis, and now back to Sylvia. Steps back, and her jumper is off. That box and one having its intended effect, but a rebound here by Nealis puts it up and in.
Yeah, great rebound and second effort there by Delhi.
Delhi leads 5-3, 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Here is Musaw, now to Lucia. They'll work one down low. We'll have a kick here by Little. It'll stay with Unitigo. You know, these two teams, whenever they get together over the last few years, Coach, sometimes it's low scoring. We might have one of those here tonight, one of those defensive battles.
There's nothing wrong with those kind of games. They're still exciting.
Lucia gets it in. Tatum Connington, three ball, got it.
Nice find there by Lucia on the diagonal opposite baseline. Good shot by Connington.
6-5 now the score. The Unitigo girls take the lead over Delhi. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Chance of defense from the Unitigo student section. Back out Lamport. Three ball is off the mark. Little trying to chase down the rebound. Saved it, but it goes right to Unitigo. Musaw across midcourt. Will slow it down. Finds Lucia left side to the interior. Off the bench for Lizzie Kraft. No good. Rebound for Sylvia. And Little comes across midcourt with 4:10 to go in the first. Tries to feed it to the inside. Coddington's too tall and got a steal. Coddington down the floor on the right side here with 4 minutes to go in the first. Pass into the corner. Lex Lucia for a three. Left it a little short. Gioffi a rebound.
Sylvia just needs to relax here on the offensive end. She's forcing just a little bit.
Sylvia splits two defenders. Kicks one to the outside for Nealis. Little stutter step. Finds Lamport. Immediately to the interior for Baxter, and she's fouled again on the right low block with 3:42 to go in the first. 6-5 lead for Unitigo over Delhi. And so this is going to send Gioffi to the line. Low scoring so far. Both teams kind of finding their way against each other, I should say. Gioffi to the line, and we've seen a lot at the free throw line already. Gioffi puts this one up and in.
Free throws are always a huge factor in tight games when you get to the end of the season, whether it's league championship or sectionals. Got to put them in.
Well, we certainly saw that in that Tri-Valley game last weekend. We had a three-overtime thriller. Gioffi hits the second, and she's got her first 2 points, and Delhi leads 7-6. 3:35 to go, first quarter. Spartans with the basketball now. MAC championship here tonight between Delhi and Unitigo. Here's Lex Lucia at the top of the key. Tries to feed it through, and a kick ball out of bounds stays with Unitigo.
Delhi now has switched from the 2-3 that was effective early to a 1-3-1, and they just extend it about three quarters with Libby Lamport up front pressuring the ball, and then they fall back into it after you get it across half court.
I want to thank some of our special sponsors, including JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, as well as Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital in Delhi. On the inbounds, ball knocked away. It's going to stay with Unitigo here. I missed what happened there, Coach.
It was just kicked.
Just kicked again.
It, yep.
Well, it's like the third kick we've had. Unitigo gets it in. There's Coddington in the corner, and she hits it.
Yeah. Same spot as the first one. Nice shot.
9-7 the score now. 2 3 balls by Tatum Coddington opens things up. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. A shot from the right elbow by Gioffi. A short rebound for Lizzie Kraft, the talented freshman trying to run. Kraft takes it to the interior and is fouled down low by Sylvia Little with 3:04 to go in the first.
Now they called it on Lamport.
Wow, okay, so they call it on Lamport. Coach Bruce having a quick word here with the officials. They appear to be calling this one tight here tonight. 3:04 to go in the first, and Unitigo leading 9-7. And here is Lizzie Kraft, who just continues to grow, Coach. Every time I see her, she's taller. First shot just a little short off the front of the rim.
Actually, I think they called that foul on Amanda Nealis.
Okay.
So we'll get it right eventually here.
We got Nealis underneath. There was a sea of bodies in there. Second shot for Kraft is good. Kraft hits the second shot, making it 10-7. Unitigo on top with Delhi. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're live from UV tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A three from Sylvia Little on the left side is no good. They'll track it down. Now to the interior. Back out for Little. Into the paint. Stops. Now it dishes it off. And we're going to have a foul on the floor, it looks like. Foul's going to be on Tatum Connington with 2:45 to go in the first quarter.
That was a really nice drive and pass by Little. She's been a little frustrated with their box and one, but she's just got to relax. She's getting good shots. They'll fall.
Bulldogs with the basketball. They get it into Wakin for a long two. Short, but got her own rebound. Second chance, also short. Ball is tipped out of bounds going back to Unitigo. Delhi getting good looks, just a little bit of a lid on the rim at the moment.
Yeah, a couple of those shots were just a little short. Right on line, but just a little short. Here's the 1-3-1 extended.
Unitigo leading 10-7. 2.5 to go in the first. Over the midcourt timeline, here's Coddington. Back out for Lucia. Swings it to the right side for Moussaw. The right elbow, back to Lucia. Into the corner, that's that spot for Coddington again. No, this one's off the mark, and a rebound for Little. She's looking to run. Little in transition, trying to go coast to coast. She's blocked from behind, out of bounds. Both teams wanted a call. They won't get it.
Awful lot of contact there. That's the call that a coach says there's all that contact. How do you not call a block or a charge? Got to be something.
Stays with Delhi. Nealis will be doing the inbounding duties. Gets one into Abby Leahy, who's fresh into the game. She takes it to the interior. Her shot was short, out of bounds, back to Unitigo. Some jitters at the moment here for the Bulldogs, it looks like. Unitigo will look to get it in, and they'll go with Moussaw in the backcourt. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. 10-7 the score. Unitigo leading by three. Back up to Moussaw, to the far side for Lex Lucia. Lucia skips it over to Coddington, steps back for a two, and hits it.
She likes that corner over there. She's had four shots there. All four of them have looked good.
Timeout for Delhi, 12-7. Now the score, Unitigo leading the Bulldogs with 1:45 to go in the first. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. A minute 45 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-7. The Unitigo girls leading at Delhi here. Coach, what can Delhi do to try to settle in against this pressure defense that Unitigo's throwing at them?
Well, I think they just need to take their time and execute in the half court. Move the ball from side to side, get touches for different people, and try to get Sylvia an easy basket so she can see the ball go in the hoop.
Here is Sylvia Little, goes to the far side now for Abby Leahy. Delhi in need of a bucket, and we'll have a foul on Lex Lucia for some pressure defense on that far side. Team foul situation, I believe that's going to be the fourth here on Unitigo and two on Delhi here in the first quarter. Lucia to the bench and Bailey McCoy back in. And so DA will look to get it in. And they will find Leahy to the interior for Vidya Samudrala. That was taken away here by Bailey McCoy. McCoy in transition on the left side. Dribbles out of pressure. Goes to Moussaw. Chance of defense here from the Delhi student section. They need a stop. They go to the corner now. Maddie Wilsey's shot buckles off the side of the rim. Rolls out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Delhi here with 1:12 to go in the first quarter.
Now I think they're saying it's Unitigo ball.
Oh, okay. Am I wrong? I thought he pointed down the floor.
I thought he did, too.
Must have been overruled, and Unitigo's going to get it in. Guess what? Coddington in the corner. No, too strong that time. Maddie Wilsey with a rebound in the land of the trees. Lost control of it. Gets tied up with Sylvia Little. A jump ball this time is going to give it back to Delhi. Boy, and anytime you see Coddington in that corner, Coach, she's ready to fire.
The only two shots that she's missed has just hit off the back of the rim. Might be like a few tiny. The difference between a made basket and a miss there is not much. And all of her shots over there have looked good coming out of her hand.
Back down the floor here for Delhi. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. They try to pump it to the high post. Stolen. And an outlet pass ahead here for McCoy. Dribbled it out of bounds. And it's going back to Delhi with 51 seconds left. And Libby Lamport comes back in.
Yeah, she just couldn't get the handle there. I think she was a little excited that she had an opportunity for a layup.
Some special sponsors for tonight's game include Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Sports Field Specialties of Delhi, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. A across midcourt here for Sylvia Little. This would be a big bucket here for Delhi. It's been a few minutes since they've gotten one. They need one here. Leahy goes to Waken straight away. That's off the mark. And a rebound underneath here for Lizzie Kraft. Unitigo finding Musaw. Left side corner. Splash for three. Musaw.
I think Unitigo must do shooting drills from that left corner.
They lead 15-7. Delhi to the
nice
interior.
Pass.
They find Gioffi, and she hits it. Just what the doctor ordered, and she'll go to the line looking for one more.
Great look there by Sylvia. She easily could have taken a look at to drive that to the basket or force up a shot, but she looked diagonal and found Alyssa for an easy basket and an opportunity for a three-point play.
I'd like to keep an eye on Sylvia here tonight. I know her well enough to know that she looks extra tired to me already, and that is not like her. So maybe it's just the defense hounding her. Hard to say. Let's keep an eye on that. Gioffi at the line, and her shot is too strong. Rebound, though, for DA. They got 15 seconds to work with. Back up to Sylvia. 10 now on the game clock. They go to Lamport. Pump fakes on a three. They go to the interior, back out, Leahy for three, too strong, rebound, Sylvia puts it up short, second chance, short, third chance, good. Got it.
She didn't look too tired on that one. That was great individual effort.
She said, I'll show you, Nate, and that's the end of the first quarter. 15-11 our score, Unitigo girls leading Delhi in the MAC championship on CDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why, when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU. Banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with Greg Boskowski here. 15-11 our score as we start the second quarter. You know, that third chance bucket there by Sylvia could end up being pretty big here for Delhi as they close it to four.
Yeah, you also have to remember that Unitigo has made, I believe, 3 3-pointers. Delhi has had some good looks, hasn't shot the ball exceptionally well. To be only down four, that's pretty good.
And a steal by Delhi to start the second quarter. Back down the floor they come, still going right to left. They'll look to kick it out here for Libby Lamport. Now to Sylvia Little. Back to the far side. They're going to go for Nealis. Three ball won't go down. And a rebound here. Back down the floor they come here with Tatum Coddington. Into the corner here for Musaw, a traveling violation. It's going to give it back here to the Delhi Bulldogs.
I didn't think that was a travel. I think it looked awkward, which caused the travel call, but I think it was just a shot fake and a drive. But Delhi with a chance to cut into the lead here.
Back down the floor here for the Bulldogs. They may be behind, but they have some opportunities to get back in. They go to Sylvia Little, left side, pull-up jumper, just off to the right, rebound underneath. Is off the front of the rim there on that chance by Gioffi, and another rebound for Unitigo. Well, you can't ask for much more of a look there for Delhi that just won't go down. And here is Lex Lucia, gets into the paint down low for Wiltie, out into that left corner. Now to Bailey McCoy, here for Musaw, pump fakes, tries to go to the high post for McCoy. It's a scrapping battle in there, and Sylvia comes away with it for Delhi. In transition, she feeds one over for Libby Lamport and scores.
Another great pass by Sylvia.
Libby Lamport now with 5 points, and it's 15-13, 6:35 to go in the second quarter. They come across midcourt, and they go to Coddington on the right side. Skips one across from McCoy. They find Musaw on that left corner. No, off the back of the rim. Something about that spot, either something they've identified, I'm not sure, but they're using it. Ahead, they beat the defense back, and Delhi scores. What a pass from Sylvia. to Julia Baxter, and a timeout, Unitego. 15-15 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members, can join. Plus, all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream. As always, brought to you by SFCU. And here we go. Unitego back down the floor on the left side. They go to Musaw, back up for Bailey McCoy, and a little tap foul there by Gioffi.
The reason the left corner is open for Unitego is because Delhi's playing a 1-3-1. So you only have one person on the baseline. So you attack that like a five on a die, and you just get people in both corners, and you just look to see which side the person on the bottom on, so then you throw it to the opposite corner.
Here is McCoy on the left side, back up for Lucia. Feeds one to the interior, now back out for Lex, and another kick. Both these teams showing off their soccer skills.
If I'm Delhi, I'm happy to be tied, especially because Sylvia really hasn't gotten going on the offensive end of the court.
And in for Bailey McCoy. Yeah, Sylvia has been quiet so far in this contest. Here is McCoy to the right side, gets into the paint. Far side, Musaw. The high arcing three is good for Kylie Musaw.
Even though Sylvia hasn't scored, she's done a really good job finding her teammates and getting assists.
That makes it 18-15 here for Unitego. Libby Lamport trying to answer for Delhi. In and out. It was halfway down. Baxter the rebound off the back of the rim. Third chance is no good, but Gioffi was fouled. Delhi these last few possessions has been great on the boards.
Yeah, they're really pounding the boards, going after the offensive rebounds, getting second chance opportunities. Unitego has to clean that up.
And so stepping in now will be Gioffi at the line. Taking her time, and this one is good for Gioffi. She has 5 points. So Gioffi with five, Lamport with five to lead Delhi. Coddington with eight, and Musaw with seven for Unitego. So Gioffi will step in here. Second shot, taking her time. Got it.
Two big free throws there.
I meant to see if she stepped away or not. Use your technique. 18-17, our score, with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. A good one, as we expected here between these two teams. And now a traveling violation on Bailey McCoy. Wasn't sure if maybe it was a reach-in on Lamport. Gives it back to Delhi.
Now, she wanted to come across the court to Lucia, and Libby got her hands up to distract her just enough to cause the turnover.
Back down the floor here for the Delhi Bulldogs. And they will look to get it to Sylvia Little. Now to the far side. Boy, Musaw is just following Sylvia around everywhere she goes. Lamport now will feed one to Nealis. Now to Sylvia, left side. Pump fakes. Gets to the baseline. Sylvia with a jumper and a foul here on Musaw. She's got a smile like, I don't know. Couldn't send Sylvia to the line.
That was good patience by Sylvia. She could have shot the three right away, but she waited, head fake, little jab step, drove to the baseline, got under control, head fake, picked up the foul.
Sylvia to the line, first shot, no good. Coach, I'm curious, against the box and one, are you of the theory of you have to have set plays against it, or are there just specific things you tell your guys to do, or what do you think?
Well, there's several different ways you can approach it, but I like to try to screen for the player that's being guarded. I mean, there's an obvious reason that they're playing that person. So I like to try to keep them involved. I like how Delhi has put her on the top and kind of made her the point guard. But I'd like to see them set some screens for her.
Sylvia makes the second shot, tying it up at 18 apiece with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. The MAC championship here tonight for the girls at Unadilla Valley. The boys will be next at 8 o'clock. Lex Lucia was double-teamed there. Ball comes loose and numbers for Delhi. Ahead for Julia Baxter. Stops, pops one over for Lamport, and she scores.
That was a great trap at half court opposite from us by Delhi there. Good aggressive play. Nice pass. 2-on-1.
20-18. Unitigo trying to answer. Here's Musa on the right side into the paint. Up and under. She's fouled. Shot won't go. But Kylie Musa is going to go to the line with 4:09 to go in the second quarter. And so Musa will settle in here. Cadence Wakin's going to come back in. Julia Baxter to the bench. Both teams rotating a lot of different players here. Not afraid to go deep into the bench. And so this will be Kylie Musa to the line. 7 points for the junior. Great three-sport athlete here for the Spartans. And the first shot is up and good for Musa. Soccer player in the fall, runs track in the spring, and owns the hardwood here in the wintertime for the Spartans. Second shot is good. 9 for Musa, and that's impressive. She's playing tough D on the box of one and putting up some points. We're tied up at 20 apiece here in the MAC championship for the girls, Delhi and Unitigo. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Top of the key now for Amanda Nealis. To the high post for Wakin, shovels one back here to Sylvia. Sylvia Little splits two defenders, up and under, can't get it to go, and a rebound for Unitigo with Lizzie Kraft. Looking to run, Kraft, left side, lost control of it, rolls out of bounds, and going back to Delhi. Good effort by Lucia, but she couldn't save it.
Sylvia's had a couple opportunities to get the ball in the basket, just coming up a little short. I thought it might help her when she made that free throw to just get some confidence, but she's still playing, still working at it.
3 points for Sylvia Little. We'll see if she can get it going here one way or another. We'll see what happens in the second half as well. She's a great facilitator. Passes that one out to the far side. Can't get it. Gioffi with a rebound off the miss there from Nealis. Pass to the interior for Wakin, and she scores from about the left elbow. 22-20, Delhi leading. Unitigo to the left side. They had an early lead, but it's evaporated. Spartans get it back. They try to feed it through the defense. Looks like we'll have another kick there, Coach.
Yeah, another kick.
Screened here.
Another thing that's kind of you wouldn't notice unless you were paying attention here. Delhi can really extend their guards out to play defense and put pressure on the ball because Sylvia's in the back. She's really long, athletic. She takes away a lot of opportunities at the rim, so that's an advantage.
Here is Lizzie Kraft, who's going to get called for the push-off, giving it back to Delhi.
Yeah, she extended her arm a little bit on the drive there.
3 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Delhi leads 22-20 in the MAC Girls Championship. Boys will be right after this at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned. We're going to have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. A packed house here at UV on this neutral court for these two teams. 15 on the shot clock. Wakin at the high post. Steps in. Shot is short. Partially blocked. Rebound for Maddie Wilsey.
That foul was the third on Kraft for Unitigo, so it's something to keep an eye on.
They go to the high post for Kraft. Now to Coddington, left corner, three, yes. 11 for Tatum Coddington, and I think they've all been from that corner. And Unitigo now leads 23-22 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Lamport tries to answer, right side three, too strong. Rebound, Lamport tracked it down, takes it to the interior, and an up and down call on her. Back to Unitigo. Good catch there by the Stripes. And Kraft's going to come out of the game. McCoy will come back in. If you're Unitigo, it's nice to have Kraft to try to match some size with Sylvia, but those three fouls, that hurts.
Yeah.
2:05 to go in the second quarter, 23-22. Unitigo leading by a point. They go to the high post for Wilsey. She's swarmed, and we get a foul here on Delhi. Good to see both sides. There is Maddie went to the floor. They helped each other up. Good sportsmanship between these two teams. It's been a great rivalry across a variety of sports between this group of girls. They know each other well. Unitigo will get it in with Lucia. Skips across the top of the defense. We'll find Musa. Down low for Wilsey on the right low block. Unitigo going left to right. Wilsey, far side corner. Coddington, yes! 14 for Tatum Coddington.
All from within about 2 feet of each shot, all in that left corner.
Delhi down low for Gioffi. She hits it. And she's fouled up. Another great feed from Sylvia. And Gioffi's got 8. What a big-time answer there from the Bulldogs after a huge shot from Tatum Coddington.
It'll be interesting to see if Delhi goes out of the 1-3-1 there, because that left corner's just killing them.
They just can't quite get there in time by the time Coddington releases.
And I think Musa hit a three from there, so they got to have 17 points from the left corner.
Gioffi gets it to go, and it's 26-24 with 1:40 to go in the second quarter. And it's in any great heavyweight battle here, Coach. One team throws a punch, the other answers right back.
Yeah, and I just heard Todd Bruce tell one of his players, hey, you got that corner over there. Guard that corner. So they're going to pay attention to that area, I think, a little more closely.
Sylvia was really out there that time trying to make sure that Tatum couldn't get that shot off, and she's got 14. And now Delhi closing out there. Lex Lucia says, how about a right side three? Just left it short. Skim the front of the rim. Gioffi doing a heck of a job on that rebound. Outlet pass for Sylvia Little. In transition, steps in, and the floater won't go. Rebound for Tatum Coddington. What a first half here for Coddington. Across the midcourt timeline, fires one far side for Lex Lucia. Lucia now will feed it for Bailey McCoy. McCoy left side. We're under a minute to go in the second quarter. McCoy splits two defenders. Out for Lucia. Pump fakes. Steps in, jumper is short, but she's fouled with 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. And this will send Lex Lucia to the line. 1-point game here, late in the second quarter. Unitigo leading 26-25. Lamport back in, Nealis to the bench.
Here we are in that last minute of the quarter, last minute of the half. Unitigo with a 1-point lead. Let's see how it ends up here in the next 50 seconds.
Lucia hits the first one at the line. First point of the night for Lex Lucia. She's always so good at doing everything else. Sometimes she doesn't need to score. Lex at the line for number two. No, too strong. Rebound for DA. Off the bench, Natalie Vredenburg with that key rebound. 45 seconds left. Sylvia, top of the key. Feeds Lamport. Pump fake. Now back to Sylvia. Steps in. She wants a three of her own. It's short. And out of bounds, and Sylvia's just off right now.
Yeah, and that possession, Unitigo went 2-3. They weren't playing box and one. Sylvia had a good look. And that's what happens sometimes. You just rush shots when you're not getting the normal looks that you get.
30 seconds to go, second quarter. 2-point lead. Ball knocked out of bounds by Delhi. Unitigo leading 27-25.
Tatum's in the wrong corner here. We got to get her in the left corner over there.
Well, she's inbounding from the right. Gets it into Bailey McCoy, right side. McCoy dribbles all the way to the left with 20 seconds to go, second quarter. And now here to Lex Lucia. Skips across the top of the defense, finds Musa, steps in. A lot of contact, no call. Rebound Delhi with 12 seconds left. Halftime coming up. They'll get it to Sylvia with 8 seconds. Finds Lamport, pump fakes on a three. She's in trouble, 3 seconds left. Strip, gets it back. Can they get one off in time? No. And our halftime score, Unitigo 27, Delhi 25. Real quick before we go to the break, anything that bubbles up for you right away, Coach?
I mean, if I'm Delhi, I'm not happy that we're losing at the half, but we're only down two, and Sylvia really hasn't got going yet. I think they need to try to get her the ball a little bit in transition, give her a couple opportunities to get out and run, use her athleticism. And if I'm Coach Bruce, I'm saying at halftime, girls, Unitigo has shot the lights out. I think they either have 4 or 5 three-pointers. We need to do a better job of closing out on their shooters. Hopefully they won't shoot that well in the second half. We get some baskets to fall. If I'm Bob Z at halftime, I'm applauding my defensive effort, especially limiting Sylvia. And we have to keep doing that and keep moving the ball and executing on offense to get an open shot. Keep making the extra pass if I'm Unitigo on offense.
I think one thing that I'm thinking about is Delhi at one point was down, I think, 15-8. So to be down 2 at half, you did crawl back out of that hole. That was really big. It could have gotten ugly there if they let it balloon up. And Coddington was spectacular there in the corner. She hits a few more of those. It's going to be real tough. We'll break it down more when we come back on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. MAC Girls Basketball Championship here live from UV. Our score at the half, Unitigo 27. And Delhi 25 will be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting Morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Okay, please, if you know anyone out there that is trying to stream the video of today's game, they can go to YouTube and search UV Extra. That's X-T-R-A. You can get the video stream there. It's live. Please tell your family, friends, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, anybody out there that they can watch this game. Or I think the better option is to listen to it right here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. So just wanted to throw that out there. Let's go through our scoring summary in the first half as Unitigo leads 27-25 in the MAC Girls Championship. 14 for Tatum Coddington, 9 for Kylie Moosaw, 2 for Bailey McCoy, and then 1 apiece for Lex Lucia and Lizzie Kraft. On the other side for Delhi, 9 for Alyssa Gioffi, 7 for Libby Lamport, 3 for Sylvia Little, 2 apiece for Baxter, Nealis, and Waken. And so while we have a few minutes here, Coach, I thought we would go through, and, you know, we were both surprised. This is something I've been looking at the last couple of days. No Unitigo, no Delhi on the girls' side. It just shows how hard it is to win the MAC. And those years with Harpersville winning 4 in a row, BG winning 5 in a row, I mean, this league has really been a BG Harpersville show on the girls' side for many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that's interesting is those years that, you know, it was Harpersville. It was usually either BG or Unitigo in those games.
Yes, yeah.
So, and then, I mean, all the times you see BG there, a lot of times it was Unitigo in those games.
Yeah.
I know. I have firsthand experience in knowing that they were there. So it's just a testament to how great the Harpersville and BG programs were and the quality of players that they had. I mean, at one point at Harpersville, you had 3 girls that played Division I basketball. And we're not talking like small-time Division I basketball. We're talking Temple, Villanova, Syracuse, Sacred Heart basketball.
Yes.
And that is the 2 Kimmel girls, Lindsay and Hannah. And then you had Miranda Drummond, who went to St. Bonaventure first and then transferred to Syracuse and had a heck of a career there. So, I mean, you put – and there was a couple years where they had 2 Division I players on the same team.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we're talking here about trying to contain Sylvia and how good she is. You know,
yeah,
those girls were pretty good. I can remember one game we played at Harpersville, and we were up, and Lindsay scored every point in the second half against us, and they came back and won by 2 against us. So, and we did everything we could to prevent her from even touching the ball. And then you go to BG, you know, a great coach in Bob Conway. Kurt Ehrenspeck, also a great coach at Harpersville, but BG was always solid. They always had 2 or 3 kids that could really play, and Bob Conway always does a phenomenal job of getting his other players to understand their role. So, I mean, it's a little difficult to beat those teams when they're very well coached and they also have very talented players.
And when I started here in 2014-2015, as I looked down the 5 years in a row for BG, they were playing Delhi in many of those games, including, you look at the 17-18 season, I mean, Delhi girls went on to win the state championship. And
yeah.
Logan Bruce is standing right next to us here, walking over,
yep.
Gave her dad a hug. And then you look at last year, Unitigo makes it, and they run into another D1 player in Lacey Drake, mm-hmm. for DH. So I mean,
you look
wow.
up a little further, and you see Oxford. If I'm not mistaken, one of those games was right here at UV. And you had Sarah Christie,
yes.
Heck of a player
heck
from
a
Oxford.
Player. Heck of a player. There's been some great players in this league, Coach, and you've got to see many of them firsthand, so I love having you here. So we're going to take one last break here on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. These championship games, they move fast and furious. They keep them on a schedule. Halftime score, Unitigo girls 27, Delhi 25. MAC Championship live from UV tonight. Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back in a few minutes on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We start the second half. Delhi with the ball, but a quick steal by Kylie Musaw, and we're back underway. Unitigo with the ball, now going right to left. They're in the white with the green trim. Delhi is in the maroon with the black and white trim. Coddington, left corner for two. Missed it. Wilsey with a rebound finds Bailey McCoy. She can't hit it. And Libby Lamport comes up with the loose change. Good look there for Unitigo. Couldn't finish. Back the other way. And a shot here for Baxter. Left it short. Didn't use the glass and missed it. Unitigo back down the floor. Both teams settle in here early in the third. Here is Musaw to the high post. Now for Wilsey. Back to Musaw. Bailey McCoy, far side, Lex Lucia, three, got it.
Good sign for Unitigo there. She starts making outside shots. They're a tough matchup.
30-25. Unitigo on top of Delhi with 6:50 to go in the third. We're back underway. Delhi with the basketball. They go to Nealis. Now back out to Sylvia Little for three. Left it short. Rebound McCoy. That would have been a big one for DA, but Sylvia couldn't get it to go. Left side of the floor now here for Unitigo. Here is Musaw. Feeds one down low. Now they push it back out to McCoy. Far side, Musaw. Immediately into the corner, Maddie Wilsey. Came off the side of the basket there. And a rebound for Gioffi. She's had a nice night. Sylvia ahead. Long pass for Lamport. Too tall, out of bounds. And back to Unitigo.
All of Sylvia's shots have been right on line. Just a little short. She just needs to use a little bit more legs. Get the ball up over the front of the rim, she'll have some success.
If she can get it going, that would be huge for the Bulldogs. Unitigo in front of their own bench going left to right. They reverse it to the right side with McCoy, and we'll have a foul as she split two defenders at the right elbow.
Unfortunate there for Delhi. It looked like she just got her feet caught up with the defender, and it looked like a foul. I don't know that there was much contact there, but they ref called a foul, so that's what it is.
Unitigo will get it in. Musaw, left side for three. Hits it. Kylie Musaw. And she's got 12. And a timeout is taken by Coach Bruce. And Unitigo leads 33-25 with 6:04 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Lamport for a two on the left side, too strong off the back of the rim. Gioffi, a rebound, puts it up. That rolls off two, and a rebound for Coddington. A head hit now for Musaw, tapped out of bounds, going to stay with the Spartans. Again, if you are looking for today's game, you can go to YouTube and look on UV Extra. That's where the stream of the game is for the video here tonight. Getting a lot of questions on that. If anybody wants to go watch that, it's a free view on YouTube. Left side of the floor now for Musaw. Back out for Wilsey. Pump fakes. Wants to take it down low and scores. And it is all Unitigo right now, leading by 10. Their biggest lead of the game, 35-25. Sylvia in transition. Scores. Got it. And maybe that's the spark that she needs.
Yeah, she looked a little more fluid on that drive to the basket, a little more pep in her step. Made a really nice drive, got the ball to her in transition, drew the contact, and won. Let's hope this gets her going here.
5:16 to go in the third. It's 35-27. Unitigo has been red hot to start this third quarter. Sylvia Little looking for the old-fashioned three-point play for Delhi at the other end, and she hits it. Well, Sylvia now with six, makes it 35-28. Still a lot of basketball left to be played, but boy, Unitigo has looked good. Musa on the left side, and they're just getting it from everybody, too. That's the thing. Makes them tough. Now a steal by Sylvia Little. Down the floor on the left side. Takes it in. Gets it. A lot of contact. Goes down, though. And we'll hope that she's okay here. Still to the left side. Laying on the floor here. She grabbed that left knee.
There was an awful lot of contact on that drive, too.
They help her up. It looks like she's okay. Boy, that's just one of those heart in your throat moments for any athlete out here.
Yeah, coming out of that timeout, though, she looked like a different player than we've seen the first half here. Interesting to note that Unitigo was not playing a box and one to start the half.
Delhi cuts it back to a five-point lead. Lex Lucia with a charge, and it's going to go back to the Bulldogs. So it was 10. They've immediately cut it back to five.
There's a momentum shift here. You can feel it. If Delhi can get a basket here, we're right back in a tight ball game.
Sylvia trying to work this out. Might have been just like a stinger maybe from falling on the floor. You bang your knee or something. We'll see if that affects her here with 4:45 to go in the third. I agree, Coach. Feels like some momentum. Unitigo had it, and Delhi kind of ripping it back. Lamport right side for three. That's off the front of the rim, but a rebound underneath for Baxter, and she's fouled.
Yeah.
Missed the shot, but she's going to the line with 4:38 to go in the third as both the boys' teams start to head off to the locker room to prepare for the Mac Boys Championship at 8 o'clock. We'll have that game for you as well here on WCDO.
That was a great rebound on that shot by Lamport. Baxter really got position. She got the rebound before the shot was even taken because she had gained the position on the inside between the basket and the defender before the shot was even taken.
A miss there on the first one for Baxter. Just want to recognize some special sponsors, including the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Otigo Family Dental, as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. She missed the second, and a rebound for Unitigo. Musa at the top of the key with 4.5 to go in the third. Lex Lucia down low is fouled. Shot won't go, but Lex Lucia's going to head to the line. Lex Lucia with 4 points, and you might hear the Delhi crowd behind us. They're not pleased. And Todd Bruce wants an explanation here. Still a five-point lead for the Unitigo girls in the MAC championship, and Lex at the line hits the first one. She's got five.
This is the importance of free throws. You know, Delhi had two there to cut it. You make both, it's a three-point game. Miss both. Unitigo comes down, gets to the basket, makes one of two. Good rebound, though, for Delhi.
Gioffi has been great on the boards. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Lusa. It will stay with Delhi. Abby Leahy back in.
Delhi has been running this little stack play against Unitigo's zone. They have Sylvia in the back, and then they flash out to all different areas and fan out, try to move the ball around.
Nealis goes to Lamport on the left wing side. They're going to find Sylvia in the corner for three. A line drive left it short. They get her own rebound. Gioffi kicked it back out to Sylvia. Now she goes to Lamport, right side. Back up top for Sylvia. Gets through two defenders, tries to feed one off. Somehow finds Nealis. Now back to Sylvia. Pull-up jumper, too strong that time. Rebound Connington, no. Off her hands, out of bounds, stays with DA.
New shot clock for Delhi.
3:55 to go in the third. Unitigo girls leading 36-30 here at UV in the MAC championship game. Neutral site here tonight. Packed house. Sylvia Little skips across the top of the defense, finds Nealis. Now back straight away. They go back to Sylvia. Pump fakes on a three. Steps in. Now goes to Abby Leahy. Back to Sylvia. Left side three. Got it. And Sylvia is into double figures with 11. And it's a three-point game, 36-33.
Delhi comes with a little full-court pressure.
Bailey McCoy breaks it. tries to dish one off, and it's stolen away by Libby Lamport.
Good deflection by Little.
Lamport across midcourt, finds Sylvia. Skips it across the top of the defense for Nealis for a long two. Too strong, rebound Coddington. She pushes one forward for McCoy. Crosses the Storm logo at midcourt. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot, finds Coddington far side. Three-point lead for Unitigo, 36-33. 3 minutes to go in the third. Kraft off a screen, finds Musaw, left side three, got it. Musaw with 15, timeout for Bob D. And the Unitigo girls lead 39-33. Musaw can't miss from that spot. 2:54 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Some other special sponsors tonight include Cohen and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, A.O. Fox Hospital Tri-Town Campus in Sydney, Gavin's Pizzeria of Sydney and Afton, as well as Village Variety in Unadilla and DTC, Delhi Telephone Company. 2:45 to go in the third. It's a six-point game. Unitigo leading 39-33 after that three ball by Musaw. Bulldogs with the basketball now, going left to right. DA with it. They try to go to the high post, and McCoy with another kick.
Unitigo back to the box and one on Sylvia.
Yeah, she's really opened it up here in the third. Let's see if that slows her down a little bit. DA with the basketball. They'll look to push it in. And they go to Nealis at the top of the key. Feeding one to the far side. They try to pump it inside for Little. She gathers it up at the high post. Sylvia into the corner. Leahy for three, in and out. Rebound Sylvia. Puts it up and she's fouled.
Oh, if that's on Kraft, that would be four.
Let's see who they put it on here. Yes, it's on Kraft. That's four. Thought it was dangerous either way, because if it's Musaw, you need her out there.
And it seems like every time Delhi gets close to that, like, one possession game, Unitigo has an answer, and it usually has been a three tonight. So they just keep extending that lead a little bit.
Sylvia hits the first shot, makes it 39-34. Second one coming for Sylvia. Too strong, rebound Musaw.
And no sub for Kraft here with four fouls.
So they're going to roll the dice with Lizzie Kraft, the freshman. 2:10 to go in the third. Unitigo leading 39-34. Top of the key. Now here for Lizzie Kraft. Kraft tries to feed one back door, looking for McCoy, off her hands and out of bounds.
And here's the substitution for Kraft.
Chelsea Van Dusen in for the first time tonight. A nice player that Coach and I talked about off the air in the pregame. And she's going to get her chance to shine here a little bit in the third.
I think she was in briefly towards the end of the half when Kraft was in foul trouble as well, but not an extended period of time.
Delhi trailing 39-34. Minute 55 to go, third quarter, live from UV tonight, MAC Championship. Here is Nealis and a travel. Delhi just can't quite seem to get that possession that's going to pull them back to where they need to be. Unitigo's had all the answers. Coddington to the left side in front of her own bench. Lost it. Got it back, though. With a buck 40 to go in the third. Pressure defense from Unitigo. Lekluscia beats it this time. Goes for Musaw. Dribble, drive, step through. Got it. Musaw was 17. And it's 41-34 with a minute and a half to go in the third. Right side of the floor now for Abby Leahy. Delhi in desperate need of a bucket here late in this third quarter. Closing them out, as Coach likes to call it. Top of the key. Now back to the near side for Sylvia Little in front of her own bench. Skips it across the top of the defense. Finds Lamport. Takes it inside. Left-hander no. Gioffi, yes. On the rebound.
Great rebound by Gioffi.
41-36 with a minute to go in the third. McCoy across midcourt, finds Moussaw. Now to Lucia. Lucia to the left side, finds McCoy. 15 on the shot clock. Spartans push it to the far side with Van Dusen. Feeds one back across. Moussaw steps in, now pulls it back out. 10 on the shot clock. 45 on the game clock. Moussaw quickly checks it, steps in, and it's stolen away at the last second by Leahy. Trying to go coast to coast, and she finishes. 30 seconds left in the third. It's Unitigo 41, Delhi 38. And they've got a little run here. Let's see how they close out the quarter. McCoy finds Moussaw, right side for Van Dusen. Coming up on 15 to go here in the third quarter on the game clock. They go to Coddington. Shot clock's at 10, game clock's at 11. Coddington, right side, almost had it stripped. Gets it to McCoy, it's out of bounds. Back to Delhi with 5.4 left.
Surprised Delhi doesn't call a timeout here. They could advance, yes?
I believe so.
Chooses not to. 5 seconds, maybe they like that time.
Gets it to Sylvia, steps up for a deep three. It's off the mark. Three quarters in the books, just what we expected. Unitigo 41, Delhi 38. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Started the fourth quarter. I'm continued to be flooded by this question. So if you want to watch the video, you can go to YouTube.com and type in UV Extra, X-T-R-A. And you should just be able to click on the live video feed and watch it right there. Either I've said it enough that people really like to joke with me, or they really want to watch this game. Either way,
by the
cool
time they find the game could be over. They should just listen to us on CDO.
We're going
to
take it. We're going to take it the rest of the way. And our web stream of the audio is brought to you by SFCU. So we start the fourth quarter. It's 41-38. Unitigo with the ball. Here's Lex Lucia in the backcourt on the right side. Comes off the screen, goes to the high post. Now to Coddington, left corner three. Yes, for Coddington. Five threes for Tatum Coddington, and it's 43-38. What a game here by the senior, Tatum Coddington. DA with the basketball, and they will go to Amanda Nealis. Back to Abby Leahy. Both these teams looking for their first league championship in school history, in the MAC, I should say. Now they go to Libby Lamport. Right side for three. She hit it. Lamport's got 10, and it's 44-41. Boy, this is going to be a classic. Moussaw, left side, takes it down low, blocked by Sylvia, out of bounds with 7:07 to go in the fourth.
If you're Delhi, you have to wonder, when is Unitigo going to miss one of those pivotal shots once you've closed the gap?
And so Unitigo will look to get it in. They'll feed one to the corner. Now back up top for Moussaw. Moussaw on the left side. They go to Coddington. Comes off a screen. Doesn't shoot. Goes to Wilsey. 10 on the shot clock. Right side for Wilsey. Back out Lex Lucia. Deep three for her. Rattled out. And a rebound for Gioffi. And then underneath, we're going to have a foul going back against Unitigo. Foul will be on Coddington. Here's our point situation. Moussaw with 17. Coddington with 17 for Unitigo. Little with 12, Gioffi with 11, and Lamport with 10 for Delhi. Bulldogs with the basketball, going left to right. They go to Sylvia Little at the top of the key. Goes to the right side. Now we'll feed one back to Abby Leahy for Gioffi. Skips it for Lamport. Pump takes on a three. Steps in for a short two. No. Rebound for Nealis. Kept it alive. And then it's stolen away here by Musaw. Unitigo leading 44-41 with 6:20 to go fourth quarter. Back out for Lex Lucia near the Storm logo at midcourt, live here from UV tonight. Maddie Wilsey on the right side. Skips one down low for Musaw, and she scores. What a pass, what a finish.
Interesting, the last possession, Unitigo was out of the box and won, but Sylvia couldn't get a shot.
Nealis down the floor. Right side here for Leahy, back to Nealis. They're going to go for Lamport on the far side. Pump fakes on the three, didn't pull the trigger. Now back to Nealis, into the corner. Shot for Delhi is too strong. And a foul here on Sylvia underneath. She was trying to chase in on that rebound and just bumped in, maybe a little over the back there.
Yeah, it was over the back. She's a little excited, too. She ran over to Coach Bruce and said, they're not playing box and one. They're not playing box and one. I think she wants the ball.
Only the first foul on Sylvia, so she's in good shape if you're a Delhi fan. 5:40 to go fourth quarter.
Need a stop here if you're Delhi.
Unitigo with the ball. Pumping one down low for Coddington. Lost it out of bounds.
There's the stop.
Going to Delhi.
That was open on a little backdoor play for Unitigo. Just threw it just a little too far.
Sylvia in constant communication here with Coach Bruce for Delhi. As Delhi goes left to right. And Sylvia will get it on the right side into the corner. She wants to try to get it on the low post here. She's matched up with Coddington. Little step under and scores.
Oh, that's too easy.
14 for Sylvia Little. Three-point game. Unitigo leads 46-43. 5:10 to go in the fourth. Musaw, off-balance shot won't go. Rebound picked up by Baxter. Outlet to Lamport into the hands here of Nealis.
Great defense there for Delhi for Baxter.
Delhi with the basketball. They have it at the top of the key. A bounce pass to the right side. Now to Gioffi on the interior, and a traveling violation on Gioffi.
I was surprised there. Sylvia had the ball on the left wing. She gave it back to the top, and they immediately swung the ball. If they had looked right back to where it came from, I think she could have got a good look.
McCoy across midcourt on the left side. We'll go to Musaw in front of the Unitigo bench. 4:45 to go in the fourth. Unitigo leads 46-43. Musaw to Lucia for three from way downtown. Off the mark. And a rebound for Sylvia Little. She shot out of a cannon. Two on one if they hurry. Sylvia to the bucket. Missed the layup. Rebound. Loose on the floor. Off of Unitigo. It stays with Delhi.
Good sportsmanship there. Both Delhi players helped Musaw up there. I think on that transition, Sylvia just lost control of the ball just a little.
And so Sylvia will look to get it in with the inbounding duties with 4.5 to go in the fourth. Unitigo leading by a triple, 46-43. MAC championship here from UV. Lamport, left side for three, off the back of the rim. Rebound for Lucia. Tapped out by Musaw. Nicely done.
Delhi had a good look there. Can't ask for a better execution.
Lucia across midcourt finds Musaw. Looking for options. So we hit 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Standing room only pretty much here at UV tonight. It's a packed house. Spartans with the ball. McCoy almost stripped. 10 on the shot clock. They go to the high post. Coddington right corner. Back out Lucia. Another three. This one hit the rim twice, it looked like. Rebound for Sylvia. McCoy stole it back. And Unitigo is going to get a fresh possession. And they find Musaw in the corner for three. Yes! Musaw with 22. And a timeout by Delhi. Unitigo with another clutch shot. They lead 49-43. 3.5 to go. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Dear friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:35 to go, 49-43. Unitego girls leading Delhi. What's the stat we came up with, Coach?
Unitego has 10 made three-pointers in the game, so that's a huge point swing there.
Delhi with the ball. Here's Little down low, kind of off balance, missed it. Second chance, Gioffi won't go. Rebound, Maddie Wilsey. Delhi has missed a couple of those chippies in close. They just couldn't get them to go. 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego with a six-point lead. The ocean opens up. Lucia takes it inside, missed the shot, and a rebound for Delhi. Boy, that would have been huge for Unitego. Libby Lamport with the ball, left side here. Delhi in desperate need of a bucket with 2:55 to go. And to the left side for Sylvia Little. Comes off a screen, steps back, and they're going to say up and down there on Sylvia. Back to Unitego.
She was kind of in between. She didn't know if she wanted to drive or shoot an outside shot there.
And so Unitego will get it in with Lex Lucia. 2:45 to go. Time becoming a factor here. Unitego inside for Maddie Wilsey. Back out for McCoy. Foot on the line for a long two. No. Sylvia with a rebound. And back down the floor. Feeds one ahead here for Gioffi. Off her hands and out of bounds. Going back to Unitego. And I think maybe just slow it down a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, you had the ball in Sylvia's hand. Just let her bring it up the court, see what you got. It was a good look, but even if she caught it, it would have been a tough finish. Still time, though, for Delhi. Only a two-possession game.
Unitego with the ball in the backcourt. Lex Lucia, the senior guard, across midcourt. Spartans with it here. Lucia, left corner here for Tatum Connington. Off a screen. Now to Wilsey. Far side, Musaw. Unitego taking their time, but there's 10 on the shot clock. They're going to have to move it soon. They go to the left side here for Lex Lucia. Comes off a screen, takes it all the way, and is fouled with 3 on the shot clock.
Can't execute much better than that. You ran the shot clock down. A couple people had opportunities to shoot, didn't force. Got the ball into your point guard's hands, let her go to the basket, drew a foul, goes to the line. Good free throw shooter here. This could be big for Unitego.
Here is Lex Lucia at the line. Stepping in, hits it. Lex trying to do it for her family. Of course, her older sister Haley played in this game. Now playing at SUNY Brockport. Lex trying to bring one home for the family. Second one is good. Lex has got 7. And there's going to be a timeout here taken by Unitego. They lead 51-43 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 2 minutes to go, 2:02 exactly, and it's 51-43, Unitego leading, but Delhi has the basketball. I'm seeing a lot of Unitego alums faces in the stands here looking on saying, will the Spartans get this done? Same for the Delhi girls. A lot of players that were in these shoes wanted that MAC championship. Somebody's going to get it here in the next 2 minutes. Delhi with the basketball, left side. Bulldogs need a bucket on this possession. Sylvia double teamed to left side, will feed one back up top here for Abby Leahy. To the far side for Lamport. Now back to Sylvia. Splits two defenders. Takes it to the interior. She's fouled. With a buck 40 left, that's on Connington. She's not pleased with it. It's going to send Sylvia to the line here with a minute 40 left.
This is big because Delhi can get some points without the clock moving.
Sylvia, a good foul shooter, 14 points. First one is good.
Delhi can afford to bring pressure here and try to get a steal because even if they commit a foul, Unitego is still not shooting. They only have three team fouls in the half, in the quarter.
Second shot for Sylvia. No good, and a rebound Musaw.
Would have been nice to have that one go and set up your press.
Unitego with the ball. 90 seconds left. Unitego leading 51-44. Lucia almost lost it at midcourt. Held on to it. Unitego looks like they just want to work some clock here a little bit. Lucia up near midcourt. Either that or it's hard to start the offense with this pressure. Now a steal by Sylvia at midcourt. Takes it in. Left-handed layup is good.
Good timeout by Coach Bruce.
Timeout taken. Minute 12 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego 51 and Delhi 46. We're going to break for 30 seconds on CDO.
Ace Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Delhi setting up the press here, Coach. They trail 51-46, a buck 12 to go. There's a double team. McCoy trying to get out of it, throws it away, and
timeout.
Timeout taken by Unitego. And so let's keep it right here, Coach. Your thoughts, Delhi is going to bring the pressure now.
Well, yeah. I mean, you saw it right there. The Unitego inbounded the ball. Delhi immediately trapped with not only the person that was guarding the person that received the ball inbounds, but the person who was guarding the inbounder, they immediately trapped in the corner. They were trying to get a steal or a jump ball. It looks like possession, if I'm reading the board correctly, would go to Delhi. And they only have committed three team fouls. So what do you have to lose by trying to reach in and get a jump ball? If you get a jump ball, it's your ball underneath your basket with about a minute left. If you get a foul, okay, they take the ball out of bounds. You can press again, try to get a steal. I foresee them doing the same thing, trying to get a trap and reach in or for a steal, foul, and then have them take it out again. The question becomes, after you do that the first time, what do you do the second time? It's a two-possession game with a minute, 7 seconds left, so you got about three possessions left. Do you foul? I think it depends on who has the ball for Unitego.
What a luxury, too, to have Sylvia in the back so Unitego can't even look long here, really. You're not going to throw it over her head. 107 to go. Unitego gets it in. Delhi going to try to trap here. Looks like Unitego's going to get past it this time.
Ten second call. I don't know about that one.
Wow.
With a new timeout, you get a new 10 seconds. I don't know about that one.
I'm very confused on that. Unitego not arguing at all.
No. But with a timeout, you get a new 10 seconds if the ball is still in the backcourt. Huge call.
Delhi with the basketball. 55 seconds left. They need a bucket. They trail 51-46. You don't need a three here if you're the Bulldogs. You have time. Lamport finds Little. Double team. Skips it across the top of the defense. Nealis inside. Baxter hits it.
Another timeout. Timeout.
Timeout taken by Delhi. It's down to a three-point game, 51-48. 43 seconds left. We'll keep it here again. No way I'm going to break now. Too exciting.
Maybe we can have another triple overtime.
Oh, my gosh. If you didn't listen last Saturday, the Boys Tri-Valley Championship went to three overtimes. One of the best games we've done, Coach. It was great.
It was. This game has been a great game as well. Both teams playing very hard, executing. Different people stepping up, making shots. I think if you're Unitego, you can't be any happier with how you've shot the ball tonight. You've really executed on offense, moved the ball around. I've seen a lot of extra passes. If you ask any basketball coach around, if you make an extra pass, it usually results in a basket. They've shot the ball very well. Delhi's still hanging around. Still under a minute left to go. One possession game. They still haven't committed that fourth foul that we've been talking about. So I see him going all out after this inbounds pass, trap, and try to get a steal or a jump ball.
Your philosophy, Coach, you steal it, you just get a quick two. Are you in three-point territory?
With this amount of time, I mean, if it's one of my better three-point shooters and we have a good look, I want to take it. If not, let's go to the basket, because you might get fouled, and then you can score points without the clock moving.
43.4 seconds left. We're at UV. It's the Girls MAC Championship. Unitigo leading 51-48 over Delhi. Unitigo will get it into Lex Lucia. She's double-teamed. She gets it off to Coddington down the right side of the floor. Back to Lucia on the left. She gets across midcourt. It's almost stolen by Baxter, and there's a foul.
There's the foul. Coach Bruce was calling for it right as they got to half court. Think he's going to do the same thing here with a trap. I think at this point in the game, you have to foul now and put somebody on the line.
35 seconds left. Unitigo leads 51-48. Unitigo gets it in. Here for Lucia. They want a trap. They get it to McCoy. 30 seconds left. Back up near midcourt. Straight away for Lucia. Now to McCoy. Coddington in the corner. Wants to pull it out. 23 seconds, and now they're going to try to foul Lex Lucia, and they get it with 19.9 left. Boy, Coach Z's telling the officials I want that foul. 19.9 left.
Unitigo was fortunate there. I know Alexa thought that they were going to foul, but she was just holding the ball. They're fortunate that Delhi didn't get two hands on it and a jump ball, because then it would have been Delhi's possession.
19.9 left. Lex Lucia to the line, who is a very good foul shooter. Abby Leahy coming out. Amanda Neal is coming in. Coach Bruce kind of doing the offense-defense thing. Lucia to the line in a very loud gym. Shot is good for Lex Lucia. She's got eight. That was a huge shot there. Unitigo leads 52-48. Lex at the line, second one good.
I didn't want to jinx her, but those were automatic.
That was huge. Delhi down the floor. They got to hurry. 15 left. Back to Lamport. Delhi's got to get a shot off here. A three for Nealis, in and out. Rebound for Gioffi. Puts it up, hits it. Timeout taken with 6.5 left.
Still a one-possession game.
Gioffi now has got 13. So here's the situation. 6.5 seconds left. Unitigo girls leading Delhi 53-50, MAC championship. Wow. They got to sell out here on D, I would think.
Yeah, I think you got to make somebody else besides Alexa Lucia catch the ball if you're Delhi. Anybody else other than her.
Boys game coming up right after this featuring, guess who, Unitigo and Delhi. Should be a whale of a game between those two. Assistant coach Brian Burtzel coming over, talking to the officials here, getting some clarifications. This is where it's, you got to know every single little detail, every single rule here, Coach, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you saw the last time Unitigo had it out, they took advantage of a not very well-known, unless you're a basketball person. After a made basket, you can run the baseline. Not only can you run the baseline, but you can run a player of your team out of bounds and throw them the ball.
Which so, we did see Unitigo do the second time.
They just did it, yeah. So that's something to watch. If I'm Delhi, I'm switching on all screens, trying to get a steal. If you get a steal, go right to the basket. Well, you kind of got to get a three here with 6.5. You don't have a lot of time left. You want a steal and a basket. Unitigo took a second timeout.
So another timeout taken here by the Spartans. Thank you for listening here tonight. Some of our special sponsors include Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Otigo Family Dental, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, SFCU, and Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital of Delhi. All our sponsors make it possible for us to be here for these big games, and it's been quite a week of games.
Yes, important to note here, Delhi took the first time out after they made basket. Unitigo can still run the baseline, but now that Unitigo took a timeout, the ability to run the baseline is now gone. So they can't run the baseline, but he might have taken the timeout to advance the ball.
Yep.
See, that's a difference between the boys' game and the girls' game. In the boys' game, you can't advance the ball.
And it's a relatively new rule, right? A couple years ago, they put it in.
I really would like to see the girls. I mean, like, in this situation in the boys' game, you would have fouled twice and put them to the line for one and one. You don't have that option in the girls' game. As soon as you get to five,
you're shooting
it's two shots.
So Unitico's going to have the ball right at midcourt here in front of the scorer's table with 6.5 left. They're going to try to get it in. Unitico does get it into Lex Lucia, and she's fouled. What a great job by Lex to find a way to get free. And only about a half a second went off the clock.
She did a really good job of something that kids don't think is important. It's a little thing, but it's a really a big thing. She did a phenomenal job coming to meet the basketball. She was almost like a football receiver, going to get the ball, I don't want to say at its highest point because it was a bounce pass, but she came to meet the ball and wanted it in her hands to go to the line here with 6 seconds, up three.
She's at the line, Lex Lucia, the senior. First shot off the back of the rim.
No worries. She makes this one. It's no longer a one-possession game.
Second
Del High
coming.
Still has the door open, though.
She could end it here. She hits it. She's got 10. Del High's got to get it up quickly. Moussa steals the inbound. Moussa read that, and then is fouled. And what a nice play by Moussa. Del High was trying to roll it up the floor so the clock wouldn't run. She saw it and stole it. What a heads-up play.
Yeah, she came from inside the three-point line on the other end of the floor. Great, knowledgeable basketball play there.
Moussa has had a heck of a night. Shot at the line is good. 23 for Moussa. And another one coming. And Unitego is 3.3 away from their first girls MAC championship in program history. Second shot, no good. Rebound for Sylvia. She's going to get to half court and toss one up here. It's no good. 55-50. Unitego girls have won the match. A great effort. And hot shooting from downtown gets it done, Coach.
Yeah, they just did a little bit better job executing and a little bit. They've just made a few more shots tonight. That's all. Two great teams. They'll both have success in sectionals. It'll be interesting to see how they both do, but phenomenal job by Unitego. Del High just came up a little short tonight. Nothing to hang their heads about, though.
Post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards and break this down and get you set for the boys' game here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So Unitego clips Del High 55-50 to win the MAC Girls Basketball Championship here at Unadilla Valley. It's the first MAC title in girls basketball for the Spartans in program history. And we'll go through our stats here first before we get into our three awards. First for Delhi, team high 17 points for Sylvia Little, 13 for Alyssa Gioffi, 10 for Libby Lamport, 4 for Julia Baxter, 2 apiece for Abby Leahy, Amanda Nealis, Cadence Wakin. On the other side for Unitigo, a game-high 23 for Kylie Musaw, 17 for Tatum Coddington, 10 for Alexa Lucia, 2 for Maddie Wilsey, 2 for Bailey McCoy, 1 for Lizzie Kraft. The three-pointers were the difference tonight, Coach.
Yeah, not only were the three-pointers the difference, but as I was sitting here watching you read through to your statistics, something that popped into my mind, not only did Kylie Musaw had the game-high 23 points, but she chased around Sylvia Little most of the first half,
yes,
and part of the second half, and really did a good job limiting her offensive opportunities. So great game on both ends of the floor for Kylie Musaw.
Speaking of that, let's start with the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Let's go with Kylie Musaw. Yes, she had the 23, but we have someone else for the offense, but her defense was outstanding. She gets that steal at the end. She was great.
Yeah, and I mean, she was a major factor in why Sylvia struggled early, because she just was getting frustrated. Wherever she was, like her shadow, wherever she went in the offensive end of the floor, Kylie was right there.
So now let's go to the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Tatum Coddington, those 5 threes, she finishes with 17 points. She was just always had the dagger at the right moment.
Yeah.
She was great.
I think she, I don't know if all 17 were in the first half. I want to say 14 of the 17,
yes,
were in,
yep,
the first half. And all of them came from the left corner. Whoever plays them in sectionals better guard that corner. But she was phenomenal. She got them off to a really good start, which I think gave them confidence. So kudos to her for a good shooting performance.
Lastly, to wrap it up, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Sylvia Little, she struggled at times but ends up with 17 and just really does a little bit of everything out there.
Yeah, she struggled a little bit, but you got to give credit to Unitigo's defense there. But she didn't give up. She played hard. After that one timeout in the second half, she came out, tried to take over the game, and almost, you know, got her team. She did get her team back in the game there. They just came up a little short tonight, but I wouldn't want to face them in sectionals. They're a good ball club.
So that is our three awards. We're going to take a break, but don't go too far. The Boys MAC Championship is next. Guess who? Delhi and Unitigo. We'll hit rewind. We'll do it again. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's been awesome. More hoops coming up. Stay tuned on CDO.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.